this was the 1980s, the heyday of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, and just an awareness that at the tail end of the Cold War, and with the rapid build-up in nuclear arms, that was, I suppose, the issue that most pulled me in to want to be passionately active in that way, because it just seemed like there was this constant danger of an absolute cataclysm. And the horrors of nuclear war were quite clear what that could entail. And so here was this sort of absolute kind of horror film waiting to unwind. And yet a lot of people were still being fairly complacent. And Socialist Party appealed to me because of its very logical analysis, very rational analysis, which always appealed to me, and really arguing point by point from cause to effect, and saying that we can't get rid of these nuclear bombs in isolation. We have to always look into the roots, which is what appealed to me about that party in particular, looking at the roots and seeing where the weapons will be there as long as war is there. War will be there as long as capitalism is there, and looking deeper and deeper into what actually has to change is much more fundamental. So that was always my starting point, to go from the horrors of nuclear war to come, how we have to prevent that, but in order to prevent that, we actually have to look much deeper